Hit the button already.
John, listen to this. If I ever go back on the road ever again,
Sling Blade.
That's going to be my handle, Sling Blade.
I love that.
Can you imagine being a trucker and you pull into a rest area and there's Sling Blade waiting for you? You cut. Just imagine being a trucker and you cut. Exactly. You imagine cutting Sling Blade off.
Not a good idea.
You know, if I'm a trucker, I don't want to cut Sling Blade off. Because you know, with that mentality, he'll follow you from like Pennsylvania to California. So where did you go? Went to kill me a trucker.
Right.
Where's the trucker at? In the bushes.
Yeah, you don't want Sling Blade behind you.
Exactly. Who's following you? Who is that guy with the funny eyes?
Sling Blade.
Yeah, Sling Blade. Now, hey, guess what today's topic's about?
Are we live?
Yeah, we are. By the way, we're live.
I didn't even know we were on the air.
Yeah. So guess what today's topic's about?
Sling Blade?
No, advice to four-wheelers.
Oh, God.
And seriously, wouldn't that be a cool show?
Do you think any of them are actually going to listen to the show?
Well, what we do is we tell the truckers out there, make sure you play this to your four-wheeler friends.
Truckers don't have four-wheeler friends.
Yeah, they do. They do. They got
truckers have four wheels.
Let me tell you what they have. They have wives and kids and friends that don't drive a truck. And, you know, they give. And in fact, most good truckers give advice to their four wheeler friends. I give advice to four wheeler friends. I gave my daughters. I mean, one of the things I taught every one of my kids is you cannot win. No, I don't care how bad a trucker makes you mad. You lose. That's the first advice that I would give four-wheelers, Johnny.
My first advice to a four-wheeler would be, if Sling Blade's behind you, get out of the way.
Yeah, exactly.
don't want him creeping up on you. Your ass.
No. Yeah. But no, seriously, what I always told my daughters and even my friends is, look, even if a trucker cuts you off and you want to get mad and you want to go do the same thing to him, you cannot win against a trucker.
Right. You know what it reminds me of? Did you ever see that picture? It's back from the 70s, of course.
Yeah.
Of
something psychedelic.
No, listen. There's like this mouse standing on a rock.
A peace sign.
No, he's standing on the rock, and he's giving the middle finger to this eagle that's like an inch away from taking his head off.
Really?
Yeah. So go ahead. Flip your finger off to the trucker. Mess with him, and you're going to end up like that mouse.
But it's true, though.
I know.
It's probably a good analogy, Johnny Acid.
It's
a little weird, but it's probably good, you know? But look, bottom line is...
Peace.
But let's say... let's say this for real.
Sounds like you're taking a crap when you do that.
No, let's say this for real. You cannot win against a trucker. Especially, motorcycle guys, you're even dumber. You know, I just seen a video recently where these truckers were trying to... They call it surfing, I think, where they're going up through the traffic. They shoot through.
Mm, right.
I think they call that surfing.
Mm-hmm.
And like they did it beside a trucker.
Dumb.
He hit the drive axles, and I think he was on a Ninja. And it was funny, but it was very violent. And it's like crunch. The bike just went, and it was like nothing. It was like crumbled mess in like 1 second.
How'd the guy make out?
He got up. He literally stood up.
Really?
Yeah, they were only going maybe 20 mile an hour, but he still, you know, got too close to them, those tires. And, you know, you cannot win against a rig. Especially, I seen a video where a Jeep, in fact, there was one posted on TalkCDL, our Facebook page. We're up to 23 million views on this video.
Really?
Right, yeah. And one of the views...
It was a good one. I saw it.
You've seen it. It was a trucker's view of idiots.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, anyways, one of the four-wheelers was in a Jeep, and we didn't know what happened up to that point, but he got in front of a trucker and was brake checking him. Now, look.
Smart.
Guess what? It takes literally 3 football fields, I think at like 50 mile an hour, for a truck to stop. And when I mean a truck, a lot of these trucks, and if you're out there in the public listening and you're a four-wheeler driving a car, and I know there's this us against them thing out there because I hear people talking all the time, but I'm just telling you, some of these trucks that might be behind you weigh 80,000 pounds. That's
not a good idea to brake check them.
Right. That's 40 tons. And because they have 18 tires, does that not mean that they have 16 times more chance to stop? That does not mean that. It takes 3 football fields to stop one of these rigs at a regular speed.
The sad thing is the driver probably got nailed for following too close or something.
Which one? The Jeep?
No, the other guy.
The trucker.
Truck driver, yeah.
You know,
following too close. Well, yeah, okay. The guy got in front of me and jammed his brakes on.
You know, and that has happened to truckers where some dumb jackass, you know, gets in front of him, starts brake checking him, and the cop sees only half of it, and the trucker gets a ticket. And in that case, you might think it's funny. But let me tell you something where it's not funny. When the truck goes over you, and I've seen people that have lived that where there's a video out there. I have it saved.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a video out there where a trucker flips onto a car. And I'm going to tell you, this car, it, you know the old saying, like a pancake?
Yeah.
Johnny
yeah.
Acid, it right. does. It's bad. Well, they lift the truck off this thing, and the car is like barely noticeable.
Just mangled.
And the guy's alive inside it.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I'd be like, back over me, dude. Just finish me off.
Well, I'm claustrophobic. There's no way. Like, you're all of a sudden you're crunched in. If you don't die, but you're crunched in there and you can't even move your arms. Can you imagine the nightmare? And that's what a tractor trailer is capable of doing to a car. It's capable of taking. See, a lot of people think that they are in like this metal cage and you got a little weapon. You're driving down the road. And let me tell you something. 3 tons versus 80 or versus 40 tons, 37 ton difference. That's a big difference versus.
If that happens to you and you're a trucker, do you get detention pay?
Do you get detention pay when you wipe a four-wheeler out?
Technically, you're detained.
Yeah, I mean, you would have to call it in, I guess, you know?
You should read the handbook when you take the job.
Yeah, and should maybe, are you saying maybe they when they're in orientation, they should ask that question?
I would.
If I wipe out a four-wheeler, do I get detention time? I'm sure that'll go over big with their new trucking company.
I think it's a good question.
But good advice, Johnny Acid.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's what I'm here for.
So anyway, so advice to four-wheelers, honestly, give the trucker, good truckers, and we just had a series of good trucker versus bad trucker that we did, but good truckers will give you room, okay? But let me tell you something, not every trucker is a good trucker out there, so you might mess with the wrong trucker. And I'm not saying, our message here is to four-wheelers, so don't take this message wrong, four-wheelers. We're not here to say, hey, because we're bigger than you, you better listen. But what we are saying is, honestly, you don't know who is inside that truck when you're acting like a dumbass and cutting in front of truckers. You don't know if it's a pissed off trucker or maybe how about a newbie? You know, somebody that really is not all that great at handling that truck yet, because there's some trucking companies that put you on the road after 4 weeks of training.
True. Exactly. You don't want to be the mouse flipping off the eagle.
Yeah, don't be the mouse flipping off the eagle. So, you know, that's one of my messages. How about...
don't be the mouse.
Okay, Sling Blade. So, here's some more advice. When you're in a city or a town, and you got a trucker that's trying to make a right-hand turn, and you're in a really big hurry, and this is one of the most common accidents that four-wheelers get in with truckers. They'll try to sneak up on the right-hand side of the trucker because he swings out a little bit to make his right-hand turn. A good trucker will hug the lane until the last second and then swing out. If you got your tandems up, you really shouldn't. And you know what I do, Johnny Acid, when I was a truck driver in the city? And instead of taking up 2 lanes to make my turn, you know what I would do, truthfully? For example, if I'm making a right-hand turn, I'll stay in my lane, and then I'll swing out at the last second, and then I'll swing, and you'll have people coming at you, you know what I'm saying,
mm-hmm.
that
yeah.
are normally pulled past the white line that they're supposed to stop at. I just pull my bumper right up to those guys. That's, you know, you're not endangering a four-wheeler that way, but you pull up to them and make them move, because obviously at that point, there's no way for you to back up. So now they have to make their move. And it's better to make them move than to swing out too early and let a car creep in. Because you four-wheelers, again, this message is to you, when you see that that trucker has his right-hand turn signal on and he might creep out a little for you to be able to sneak up and maybe try to go around him, that's a bad move, because he's going to crunch you. And a lot of times that's his worst blind spot, is on his right hand side.
I'm going to tag on to that too. If the guy's making a right hand turn and you're in the lane where, you know, if you're going in the direction where kind of where he's turning, they have painted lines on the road for a reason. Don't go past the painted line, because they paint them there so truckers can actually make the turn. If you go past it, the truck's going to try and turn. You're going to have to back up anyway.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you don't want Sling Blade there. What happens if you go around a turn and Sling Blade's right there? You don't want to make...
Back up.
Right, back up Sling Blade. He'd just stand there with his machete.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, but seriously, that's advice to four-wheelers. Do not creep up the right-hand side of a trucker when you see his right hand. If you see a trucker's right turn signal, do not creep up on the right-hand side of him. And if he hits you, once he gets going around the turn, he cannot see at that point. Okay, once he's in the turn, he cannot see. He's already committed. That's why a good trucker doesn't swing out to the other lane too early to where four-wheelers can do that.
Just try and blow by him. You'll probably make it.
Yeah, give it a shot.
I would.
What do you think, Johnny Acid?
I've seen you do it.
You never seen me go up around the right-hand side of a trucker. I give truckers their room. And like I taught my kids, you cannot win when you get hit by a trucker. Doesn't go that way. So that's... Yeah. That's some advice for you four-wheelers. You know, the other advice is don't brake check a four. No matter how mad they get, no matter how mad they might make you, do not brake check a four-wheeler. Do not do it.
Unless you're going downhill.
Yeah. If you're going down a really steep hill where they can't stop, that's the best time to brake check.
I would. You know, yeah. It's a good chance for them to make sure their brakes work.
You become a rolling wheel chalk.
Well, I mean, you know, I think it's good to clean off those rotors once in a while. So,
Johnny, here's another thing that four-wheelers do.
What?
They take their time passing. You know, they'll...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And what a lot of four-wheelers... See, I really wish, and this is just the truth, I really wish that four-wheelers had to go through the same driving school that truckers do. Because truckers are taught, look as far ahead as you can. Truckers are also taught, when you see somebody coming up, you're coming up on somebody slow, you don't just wait till, like a four-wheeler, they'll wait till the last second. Oh, there's somebody in front of me going too slow. And then they'll zing out and cut out. Where a good trucker, he might see somebody really moving slow, almost a quarter mile ahead, and go ahead and get out a while, because he could see he's gaining on that guy. And what four-wheelers don't see is they'll get up alongside a trucker in the passing lane, and we're both doing, say, like 70 mile an hour now, and we're coming up on somebody that we've got to pass. We can't get over now, because he instead of passing me or passing the trucker, okay, I'm just pretending I'm a trucker again, but he gets alongside me, and guess what he's doing? He just now stays there. It's like, duh. Dude, you were so anxious to pass me, and now you're just going to hover beside me? Like, what are you, nuts? And now for me to get, I got a slow guy in front of me, now I've got to back off just to, you know, get behind the four-wheeler now. So advice to the four-wheeler, when you're passing a trucker, pass him and get down the road. Get the hell down the road. Just get away from the trucker. It's there's no good safe place, you know, to be near a trucker.
I'll tell you what sucks, though.
Vacuum cleaners.
Well, that too. Well, I can think of a few.
Yeah, okay, good. Anyways,
keep it clean. It's a clean PG-13. Anyway.
Good. Mm-hmm, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, truck's going uphill. It's dragging ass.
Yeah.
It's doing 50.
Yeah.
So you pass it.
Mm-hmm.
Go over the hill.
You know that old joke about a fat lady?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, you go over the hill. You're going the same speed. You're doing...
She's so fat.
You're in your four-wheeler. You're putting along at 65. And suddenly the truck comes over the hill, and now he's doing 75, and he passes you. Then you go uphill, and you pass him. So as a four-wheeler, that gets old. When the truck keeps passing you, and you keep passing the truck, it's a pain in the ass.
It really is. You want to know something else? Something that four wheelers do, and this is one of the things I think a lot of four wheelers don't are unaware of that they do that annoys truckers.
What?
They follow the trucker too close because they think that's the safe place.
Oh yeah, let's draft the truck. I'll get better gas mileage.
Well, that, you know, that may be the days of the thunder. You know, the Ricky Bobby crowd. But I'm talking about honestly. Some of them think that that's the safe place. And what they don't realize is the metal on a truck tire, when it blows, it'll take your head off. I had a four-wheeler once drafting me, and I blew a tire, literally. And the driver behind me, the trucker back a few yards behind me, he said, man, that four-wheeler, he looked like he's probably having to clean out his shorts, man, because he started swerving when that tire blew. Because, you know, that piece of metal that's in the tire, the tread, everything just comes flying back. So when you're traveling too close to a trucker, that's dangerous. That's a danger zone also. The blind spots are dangerous. Traveling too close to them and getting in front of them, like, and you had mentioned going down a hill, and there are four-wheelers. And again, this message is to you four-wheelers. There's four-wheelers out there that will get, they'll pass a trucker out going down a hill and just, they'll come over too soon. Give yourself a lot of distance before you come back over, man. I mean, if you're going to make the commitment to go around the trucker, step on the fuel, man. Get down the road.
I stay away from trucks as much as I can when I'm out on the highway because I watched all those nightmare videos where the tandem comes flying across the median. It ends up sitting in your lap in your little convertible. So the best thing you can do is just stay away from them as far as you can.
Look, if anybody doesn't realize, and here's one of the advice I used to tell my daughters. When you pass a trucker, get down the road. Don't just barely get in front of them. Get down the road. Get way ahead. Let me tell you a couple things that have happened to people. You guys can look this one up. In Cleveland, a few years ago, a trucker, I don't know if he fell asleep or the sun blinded him or whatever it is. He come up over a hill on the turnpike there on 90 or whatever it is, 80. Stopped traffic. He took out a bunch of cars, and one was an entire family.
Ugh.
One person lived. I think it was the wife. Actually, I think the wife and the kids died, and the husband ended up suing the trucking company. But it doesn't matter. When, like, two or three of your little kids and your wife and everybody's just killed in one shot. All because, and look, we're not here to talk about,
to start over,
you know, the actual trucker himself, what happened there. But the bottom line is, get down the road. When you pass that trucker out, you don't know if all of a sudden you're going to have to stop. And you never know. I would rather, honestly, if it's me, if I'm going to pass a trucker, I'm going. I'm not just going to go down the road and then just come in and I have to keep watching him behind me because I don't know if I don't know who's texting and driving behind me or whatever the case is. But if anybody's going to run up my butt, I don't think four-wheelers realize how violent it is when a tractor trailer hits you. The violence and the destruction goes through the roof compared to car on car. It's amazing.
Yeah, instant migraine.
Yeah. You need some ibuprofen after a trucker accident. Trust me.
Or maybe something else.
Like a body bag.
Yeah.
Remember the statistics. I give out lots of statistics. 98% when there's a truck versus car accident, the person that dies 98% of the time is the four-wheeler. It's just a fact. So, you know, we're not on here. This message ain't to you guys, to you four-wheelers out there, to hear us going, look, we're big, bad truckers. We're tough. I don't think any, in fact, to be honest with you, how would you like to be a trucker going down the road and your own child pulls out in front of you and you kill your own kid? You know what I mean? That's happened, you know, where a trucker is in his own neighborhood and hits his own, somebody, a friend or a family. So truckers don't want to hurt their friends. They don't want to hurt their family. And they don't want to hurt their other trucker friends' families either. We're not out. Honestly, the trucking community, we are not out in any way to hurt people in four wheels. Now, there may be some bad drivers that got an attitude that have hurt people. But most of your good drivers are not. We absolutely do not want to hurt you. We actually want to educate you. And honestly and truly, you just never know. And then here's, Johnny, the other thing. On top of the attitude of a good guy or a bad guy letting you in or you cutting him off or whatever, what about a mechanical failure? What if you're, what if you cut a trucker off and he, at that moment, he blows a tire? Or here's another one. You know what happens when a front, a steer tire blows in a big truck? You pretty much go the way that truck goes.
Bad things. Yeah. Bad,
well, yeah. I mean, so you're in a truck and let's say that left wheel blows and you're just one of those cars that likes to just barely pass somebody. Tire blows, left tire blows. And next thing you know, he runs you right over. Bam. It's just like, it's instant. Why take that chance at your life?
Yeah. You probably don't want to do that.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, there's so much advice we can give these four-wheelers. It's just insane. There's, you know, from, hey, you know what I had? I had a four-wheeler one time. I was in New Jersey, and I got out. I pulled into a receiver, and I had to pick something up. I think it was a receiver, either a shipper or a receiver, one or two. I open up my barn doors, right? I go back into my truck, because what I mean by opening up my barn doors, I was positioning myself to back in a dock. I open my barn doors up to back into the dock.
Yeah.
So I get back in my truck. I start backing up. All you hear is crunch, right? Some lady, I almost called her a broad. Some lady pulled up just to run inside and pulled right into the loading zone, right? Directly behind my truck, right where, I mean, literally, I'm backing up. She pulls right in there to where I can't even see her after I open my doors. Crunch, right?
It wasn't Ruth Ann, was it?
No, it's not how I met my wife. Oh, okay. But truly, she's flipping out at me, and I said, oh, let's call the cops. I called the cops. You know what the cops said to her?
Shouldn't have parked there?
She said, lady, you see them yellow lines? He yeah. said the words loading zone. You see, you're actually parked on the word loading zone. He said, you're getting a ticket. Because she was screaming at me. And then as soon as the cop comes, you know, she was a pretty lady or whatever, you know, it's all ritzy. I shouldn't pick on rich people, but she was all ritzy looking and everything. And she starts flipping out, you know, at the cop, and like as if I tried to kill her or whatever, right? And he's like, you're parked on the yellow lines of St. Louis. I mean, so it's just like, and again, four wheelers, advice, pay attention to what you're doing.
So you didn't bump the dock, you bumped something else.
Yeah, I bumped the Prelude. But, you know, but in all sincerity, you know, she got a ticket. I didn't get in trouble. There's more advice to four wheelers. Oh, learn the rules of engagement when you're in parking lots where truckers are pulling in, out back, in loading zones, in docks, you know, where a trucker's supposed to be parking. In truck stops, I've seen four-wheelers go in the wrong parking lot, blocking, doing this and doing that. I mean, I've delivered in New York City where they just park right there on the curb, you know, where you're supposed to be delivering. There's so many times that four-wheelers, and did you know, Johnny asked, you want some more stats?
I do.
Sling blade. 75% of all accidents between truck and car is caused by the four-wheeler. And they are actual factual stats.
But what percentage actually get blamed for it?
No, these are written stats. You can look them up. It's more than, it's like 75% or more accidents were actually caused by the four wheel. And it's probably out of either ignorance of not knowing the rules, okay, or it's taking a chance they should have never taken.
So they can either get educated on the show or they can educate themselves the hard way.
Well, and again, hopefully this episode will get shared. Maybe some truckers will
learn the laws of physics, won't they?
Yes, they will, Johnny Acid. Yeah, and they're going to learn the hard way. So unless you're Sling Blade, you know, Sling Blade don't care.
No, he doesn't.
He don't care. But it's true. If you're just in a car, in a SUV or whatever, don't take a chance with your life. Don't take the chance with your children's lives. It only takes like a quarter second, and there ain't no turning back. You know that, right?
Yeah, you know the crazy. Have you ever seen road rage out there, and there's like two car seats in the back?
F that trucker. There's no way I'm going to let him get away with that. I'm going to get in front of him. I'm going to brake check him.
Yeah. Next thing you know, you're sitting under the truck. It's all your kids.
I'm not kidding you, man. That
happens
truck.
All the time.
A lot of times, and that's a good point, Johnny. I said a lot of times that truck doesn't just push you out of the way. Sometimes it just goes up over you. And we talked about how easy it crushes. It's again, and we started off this show saying you can't win. I'm going to say it again and again and again. If it's a that we have actually, I don't think we've ever done a show about giving advice to four wheelers, you know, people. And what a four wheeler is, in case you don't know what we're talking about, cars, vans, pickup trucks, SUVs, all you guys and gals in four wheelers, in four wheel vehicles. We're talking to you, and we're and look, this is not in any way us being, I want you to know, this is out of respect, and hopefully we're getting the word out to you guys many times. If 75%, if every 100 accidents, 75 of them were caused by the four-wheeler, then I'm guessing we got to start learning how to work around tractor trailers. We're all out there together, Johnny Acid. We got to get along.
If you're driving and you're peeking on acid, leave more room too. That's just a little tidbit of advice. It's kind of like the mirror, you know, objects in the mirror are closer than they appear.
So objects on acid are
they're
a little closer than they appear.
Usually,
Johnny Acid, we always go to the dope. But what usually, you know, it's funny, Johnny Acid. You know, you're getting, you know, a lot of people write in and they say hi to all of us and they know who you are now. But tell the little truckers out there, this is what I keep telling you, the aspiring truckers, because Johnny Acid, you can be a bad influence. Okay, I you give me that weird look, but tell the little truckers that you don't do drugs anymore, and also let them know those little aspiring truckers, you know, that what drugs can get to them. And now we've been giving four wheelers advice. How about these future drivers? Just a little tidbit of information from Johnny Acid.
Well, here's the problem with acid as opposed to other drugs. When you're younger, if you decide to drop acid, it can come back to haunt you. It's called a flashback.
Yeah.
You don't want a flashback when you're driving down the road. Trust me.
Yeah, it's a bad thing. I mean? Drugs are bad, Johnny Acid.
Yeah.
I'm not even sure why you're on the show.
You couldn't find anyone else? That's why.
Your phone's buzzing there on the show. Wow, Johnny Acid.
I know. Very unprofessional.
Look at that. That's all right, though.
Yeah.
So anyway, so for all you aspiring little truckers, okay, our boy Johnny Acid, he's not into drugs anymore. We make light of stuff.
Long time ago.
You know, maybe we should just start saying you got to be 18 to listen to this show.
Sure.
You think so? Yeah, Johnny Acid. Yeah. No.
I will tell you this, though.
Go ahead.
You know, I don't advocate drug use. It's been years and years. But if I ever got ran over by a trucker and I was sitting in a wheelchair in a diaper, there's a good chance I may revert back to my childhood.
Johnny Acid. With that being said, let's end this show. Four wheelers, we love you guys out there. You're actually probably related to most of us drivers, and we all got to get along. You know, the bottom line is let's try to learn how to respect each other. And again, just remember one thing: if you get a trucker that ticks you off, that cuts you off, let that trucker get down the road. You cannot win. Just remember Troy's advice on the show, and say to yourself the next time, pray a little, and then say to yourself, listen, I remember Troy saying, I cannot win. No matter how bad you want to go up there and flip him the finger or cut in front of him and jam your brakes on and think that he's going to spill his coffee, if you do something stupid, you are going to get very hurt. Second thing is, if a cop sees you, he's going to catch you for road rage anyways, and you may be the one getting a ticket that a bad trucker doesn't. Bottom line is, and there's maybe a mistake got made and you got mad at a trucker and he really wasn't at fault. But the bottom line is, okay, I'm going to say it again and again and again. If you're a four-wheeler, when you tangle and you dance with the trucker, okay, you cannot win. You cannot win. You're going to get hurt or you're going to get killed. You cannot win. Johnny Acid, anything?
Yeah, just remember, you're the mouse. Don't flip the eagle off.
Peace.
Thank you.